From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon announced Wednesday the Paris Agreement on climate change will legally come into force on November 4th. The agreement is aimed at cutting greenhouse gas emissions, which scientists say are responsible for global warming. U.S. President Barack Obama hailed the announcement.
So this gives us the best possible shot to save the one planet we've got. And today, I'm a little more confident that we can get the job done.
Canada, Nepal, and seven European Union countries ratified the pact Wednesday, bringing the total number of governments that have approved it to 62. Portugal's former Prime Minister, António Guterres, has unofficially been selected as the next UN Secretary General. He is expected to be officially given the job soon, perhaps tomorrow. Hurricane Matthew headed toward the Bahama Islands Wednesday after inflicting destruction on Haiti and Cuba. A U.S. Navy official says the United States is sending 9 military helicopters in response to a Haitian government request for help. The U.S. National Hurricane Center in Miami said Matthew would be felt along parts of the U.S. Atlantic coast at least through Thursday. These Florida residents are bracing for the storm.
What I worry about most is my boat's docked right there, and there's 30 other boats tied in behind me.
Haiti got hammered. The Bahamas is going to get hammered. And, you know, this whole east coast of Florida, all the way up, you know, this is a crazy one.
Matthew weakened slightly after crossing Haiti and Cuba, but still is described as an extremely dangerous storm. Syria's army says it will reduce airstrikes and shelling on the rebel-held areas of Aleppo. That announcement Wednesday says the action is being taken on humanitarian grounds. This is VOA News.